Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's The Nexus. This song is The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check that out. If you like Dan Fogelberg, it's his best. It's a double album, by the way. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, a little bit of a frustrated DJ. We do spin a few platters around here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my books, The Age of the Customer, is theageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Suzanne Paling. We're talking about some of the things to think about when you're bringing on a salesperson to your company, you're adding a salesperson to the company. We talked about that, and also sales management, Suzanne. And by the way, Suzanne, folks, is the author of The Accidental Sales Manager. Suzanne, remind us what you do for your clients.
I work with my clients in the areas of hiring and assessing. Sometimes I act as the interim sales manager, and I also coach sales leaders, sales managers, directors of sales and VPs of sales looking to get to that next level.
All right. So, folks, give us the website again, too, please, Suzanne.
Salesmanagementservices.com.
All right. So check it out, and she can help you. And you do a lot of that virtually, too, don't you? You don't have to actually be next door.
I do.
Yeah.
I do not have to be next door, which is nice.
And check out her books, too, there, by the way, folks. So we're talking about the premise, folks, is – when you're looking at a new salesperson and a sales manager in a first small business, they need to fit the assignment in terms of their skills, their background, experience, education, that kind of thing. You're looking for that. But you're also looking for a fit within your culture, the culture of your company. Is this person going to fit? Salespeople are very important. We talked about that earlier. But the fit personally within the company, probably not quite as much of a requirement as it would be for a sales manager, right? A sales manager obviously needs to have the skills, but since they're going to be in management, they're going to need to get along with people a little bit more, aren't they?
They definitely are, and that is something that you have to look at. Are they a micromanager, or do they like to manage a little bit more loosely? How do they like to run the sales organization? Who's currently there? And if you bring a new person on board, how will all the current people, some of whom are probably very senior, match up with the sales manager? Indeed.
And this is tricky, isn't it, Suzanne? Because it's quite possible that if you're bringing on a new sales manager, and you're the owner, you've been the sales manager up to now, and now you're growing, and you're adding another layer of management. You're actually bringing on a professional sales manager, and you're really going to let them run the sales organization, have them be responsible to get the job done. They might upset your apple cart, right? I mean, this is the tricky part, because they may know something. They may realize that you've let some people get away with some things. You've been too soft on folks.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. If they are a professional sales manager, if they've had prior experience, they've run sales groups, they are going to join your company. They are going to assess either through a test or with their own judgment the people you have on board. And they may be coming to you sooner as opposed to later and saying, we have to talk about, you know, person X or person Y. You know, they're not a good salesperson. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. And are you, as the company owner, ready to listen and to act upon what they're advising you to do?
And I've seen this happen before where the new manager shows up and says, boss, I know George has been with you for 15 years, but he's got to go.
Yeah.
And you say, but wait a minute. George is like a son to me. George is like a brother to me. George was here when we started, and I don't know how we would have gotten the business. We couldn't have got the business going couldn't have gotten it out of the ground. We wouldn't have survived had George not did what he did, you know, all the 15 years. And now you want to fire him, and the manager says, yes, I do. What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. It happens all the time, and there's, you know, George went twice without a paycheck. You know, we almost went under, and it goes on and on and on. It's, you know, emotional baggage that you're carrying, and the sales manager says, I appreciate all that. I'm sure he's a wonderful person, but he doesn't fit in. He can't sell. He doesn't fit in the direction you want to move in.
Right. Yeah, George was good for you to get you to here, but you're growing now. You're moving in another direction. You hired me because of that, and George got you to here, but he's not going to get you to there. Or whoever,
exactly.
Sally, or whoever it might be, maybe all of them. But that's a really tough decision to because as you said, the emotional baggage, but also whether you can believe your new sales manager. Is he or she, you know, is this the right decision? It's a tough time. It's a tough thing to do. But one thing I'd like to point out, Suzanne, and I've said this a thousand times, if you hire a sales manager, let them manage.
Yes. But it all goes back to, Jim, what we were originally speaking about as well. It's incumbent upon the company owner to know enough about their personality.
Right.
And enough about the personality of the sales manager to think, is this going to work? Is it enough of a fit so that when this sales manager comes in and starts to lead and starts to make changes I'm uncomfortable with, can I deal with that?
Because that's going to happen. You can count on that. That's absolutely going to happen. The Sales Leader's Problem Solver is one book. The Accidental Sales Manager is another one. Suzanne Paling is the author. She's our good friend and our great Brain Trust member. Suzanne, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me on, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
We love having you here. We'll see you next time. Suzanne Paling, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.